Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Good morning to you. Happy Monday and happy almost spring. It's this week, you know, March 19th, which comes up tomorrow, tomorrow. There's always tomorrow. That's the worst singing job you'll ever hear on CBS Sports Radio. But that's not really my area of expertise. My department is talking about selection shows and March Madness and, gosh, another crazy weekend in the NFL. The free agency is definitely not waning and not taking a break. And the swapping of quarterbacks and how different the Pittsburgh Steelers QB room looks now than it did 3 months ago. So we've got so much to get to in this final hour in the next couple of days as we get ready to tip off what I think is the perfect sporting event. I wouldn't change a thing. And I know there's a lot of conversation about expanding the NCAA tournament. For the first time, the women will have 68 in their field. And so you've got the whole Dayton component for the men and then four extra teams for the women now as well. And there's this idea that if you add, gosh, another 20-something teams, you expand it the way that college football is. They haven't even gotten to 12 in a playoff yet, and they're already working on 14. Obviously, there's more money. There are more schools involved. What's the big deal? You extend it out another weekend. But I think it's perfect. It's not that I want to deny kids the opportunity, but to me, it still feels exclusive and yet wide open. Can it be both? Well, I think it can. You have to play your way in. There's no guarantee unless you win your conference tournament, though there is the automatic bid and, gosh, the number of automatic qualifiers that were not expected to be in the tournament more than ever before. And that's not hyperbole. That's reality. Five teams that stole, quote unquote, their conference tournament championships, who would not have been in the bracket had they not claimed those automatic bids, which means five teams got knocked out by those teams that wouldn't have been in otherwise. That's the most that they've ever had in the history of this particular format and Selection Sunday. So we'll hear a little bit from the committee chair about the makeup of this bracket. But if what we saw over the last week is any indication, buckle up. It is wide open. And so it's a big deal still to make it in. It's not like the NBA playoffs where they've expanded it so much that it's actually not that impressive to make it into the playoffs, especially not if you're between 7 and 10 in the seedings. College basketball has this perfect formula where people actually take vacation days. They take time off, or they're far less productive at work because the games are available everywhere. People who know nothing about the sport still tune in. We all know the term Cinderella. We all know the term brackets. We all, many of us, will take our stabs at picking winners in office pools, in family bracket challenges like mine, on CBSSports.com, which is where the After Hours Bracket Challenge is housed. You don't have to know anything to enjoy the tournament. Upsets, buzzer beaters, the emotions, one shining moment. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Enough games that the field goes from 64 to 16. And oh, the sweet 16. And the prestige of making it to the second weekend. I don't think they should expand them. That's not me being the get off my lawn dude or dudette. That's just me believing this is perfect. It's 3 weeks. Even in our 2024 culture where our attention span is limited to 3 seconds most of the time, the way these games are packaged, overlapping, multiple channels, more recently having a pair of 16s upset one seed, so we now know it's possible. That wall has been knocked down. David did, in fact, defeat Goliath twice. The emotion, the excitement, the enthusiasm, teams that have never made it in before, like Stetson. Head coach Donnie Jones of Stetson has been coaching for 35 years. He was with the Florida Gators when they went back-to-back in 06 and 07 as an assistant, and now has led the Stetson Hatters into the Field of 68 for the first time in school history. A conversation with Donnie Jones on our Monday night show to get you ready. If you missed it, we also talk with Longwood Lancers senior guard D.A. Houston in as the 16 again. So when he was a sophomore, they played their way into the tournament from the Big South. And now as a senior, surviving a stretch in which they lost 10 out of 12 games this year. That would seem like doom. That would spell certain doom for a team, but the Lancers fought back and they're into the tournament again. And then a pair of one seeds. So 2 16s highlighted and 2 1 seeds to this point on After Hours. Just an hour ago, so cool to have Lisa Bluter of Iowa women's basketball, a one seed. Of course, she's Caitlin Clark's coach, center of the spotlight, record viewership for women's basketball on CBS and other networks. She's full of fire, and she's having a blast. Love her answers. If you missed it, you can get it on our podcast, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Just Google it. Some great insight into Caitlin and the makeup of the team behind closed doors. And in 12 minutes here on the show, from the UConn Huskies, on the men's side, the number one overall seed, sophomore Alex Caraban. Now, they won the championship a year ago at this time, so they're not catching anyone off guard. This year, the Big East regular season champions outright for the first time since before the turn of the century. They win the conference tournament on Saturday for the first time since 2011, beating Marquette in the final. Back-to-back seasons under Dan Hurley with 31 wins. You want to talk about a target on their backs. I asked Alex if he had a dollar, or would he like a dollar, I guess, for every mention of the back-to-backs this season. His answer is cool. Anyway, he's great. Good talker. So you'll hear Alex Caraban of the UConn Huskies just over 10 minutes from now on After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Love for you to join the Bracket Challenge. The link is posted to the top or pinned to the top of our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then also on our Facebook page.
If you're wondering why is St. John's left out? Why was Pitt left out? Why did Virginia get in? And what about Iowa State as the lowest two seed? Or North Carolina over Tennessee for the last one seed? We talked about it with Jerry Palm of CBS Sports, CBSSports.com, and CBS Sports HQ. He's always in studio because he does a lot of his taping and his work from New York City, which is where we're located. And so he always stops by or drops by after the selection show and looks like he hasn't slept in 3 weeks, which might be the case. So all of that's on the podcast. Plus, Russell Wilson introduced as a Pittsburgh Steeler. I'm still wrapping my brain around him gushing over Pittsburgh. Feels very odd. He gushes a lot, but it still feels odd. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Iowa State is one of those teams that people are looking at and saying, wait a minute, they're not a two seed. And even if they are, the Cyclones are a two seed. Why so low? Because Iowa State was tabbed as the worst of the two seeds. I know that sounds funny, right? It's almost an oxymoron. You're not worst if you're a two seed. But because that's where Iowa State landed, it puts the Cyclones in with UConn in the East bracket. So according to Dr. Charles McClelland, there's a reason why Iowa State was not the final number one seed.
Iowa State, a magnificent team, great wins, great, you know, tournament. But we did look at that non-conference strength of schedule, and we've talked about this all along. We look at the entirety of the season from the first game all the way to the last, and when we added it all up, we felt like Iowa State was appropriately placed on that two-seed line.
That's not what Jerry Palm said. He believes this is a major mistake by the committee, but you'll have to check out that conversation. Instead, your one seeds are UConn as the top seed, the very first team to be revealed on the selection show, out of the East region. Then you've got Purdue as the number one seed out of the Midwest. And remember, this is Zach Edey. Last year for the 7'2" legend, Purdue legend, the Boilermakers lost to Wisconsin in the Big Ten semifinals and so did not make it to the championship. And for Zach Edey and the Boilermakers, they've got to figure out how to respond coming off of a loss in the conference tournament.
I think everybody on this team kind of knows who we are, win or loss. But when you lose, you really want to like prove it again, like prove to everyone. This, like, we're the same team. Like, this, nothing's changed. Like no one on this team, I've ultimately come to know, but the team is doubting who we are. And everybody wants to prove it again next game.
I hope that motivation works, because along with the, hey, we're going to prove this after losing in our conference tournament, is the memory, the flashback of becoming the second top seed ever to lose to a 16. And that was last year. There's no way they forget that until they're through it. That's a memory that they can't ever erase. Now, you remember the last time, or the first time, that we saw a one seed upset by a 16? It was Virginia in 2018. A year later, Tony Bennett's Cavaliers, they were cutting down nets. You want to talk about the ultimate redemption in college basketball? What a redemption story. Virginia, by the way, did make it in, though a lot of people feel that they shouldn't have. And so you've got UConn as the top seed. You get Purdue as the top seed in the Midwest. Houston, Kelvin Sampson's club, the top seed in the South at a 30-win clip, 30-4 this year. And of course, they've fallen short of their goals, but man, Houston style makes them relevant now several years in a row for Sampson.
Make sure everybody understands this. It is really, really hard to make the NCAA tournament. It's really hard. I was looking at the first four teams out and the first four teams in, and the history of those basketball programs. And, people have down years, tough years, injuries. It's just really, really, really difficult. And every fan base should be reminded of that, how hard it is to make the tournament.
So you hear Kelvin Sampson say multiple times, and he went to a Final Four with Oklahoma going back years ago. Gosh, that was when I worked in Oklahoma. And they've been able to put together a couple of deep runs in 21, 22, 23. In fact, if you go back to the 21 year, they were into the Final Four. They were into the championship game against Baylor. And that was as a two seed in the Midwest. Last year, falling short of that against Villanova. Oh my gosh, that was such an ugly game. Do you guys remember that one? The final score was 50-44. I didn't remember the final score, but I do remember that it was ugly. It was a slugfest. Slogging through it. That was in 22. And then last year, again, falling short. Getting to the Sweet 16, but coming up short. So they've had success. Out of the American Conference, they've been the class of not just their league, but of the NCAA for a while. But can they finally capitalize and win the championship? Can they get back to the Final Four and this time take advantage? And then their last number one seed is North Carolina. Now this, despite the Tar Heels falling to NC State in the ACC championship. And man, there's a great example right there. NC State had to win five games in 5 days to make it into the tournament. Now, granted, they've got a few days off now that they have to travel and practice and scout and prep and all that jazz. But what a dream. And this is what March Madness dreams are made of. You keep winning. As long as you keep winning, well, you get to play more basketball. And so for the Wolfpack, no way they're in the NCAA tournament unless they capture this ACC championship. And Kevin Keats, he was on the hot seat. Oh, not anymore.
When we got on the plane to come to D.C., we talked about winning one game at a time. And there would be a big picture, be a prize at the end of it. And you could tell our guys were getting a lot stronger every game that we played.
My legs hurt right now. It's been 5 days in a row. So, of course, guys are going to be a little tired.
You know we got practice tomorrow, DJ.
Yeah. I'll be ready by then. But, yeah, we knew that it was going to be hard. We knew that nothing about this would be easy. So we knew that we just had to get over ourselves and push it to the very absolute limit. And that's what we did.
TJ Burns, along with his head coach, Kevin Keats. Yeah, that's what it's all about. You survive, you advance, you suck it up because you're looking at the final 3 weeks of the tournament.
My legs hurt right now.
He says his legs hurt. Kelvin Sampson says it's hard to get into the tournament. Well, I don't want it to change. It should be a product of blood, sweat, tears. It should be a product of everything you got. It should be hard. It shouldn't be a tournament that's open to twice as many teams, half those teams in Division I. No, it should be exclusive. It should be special. It should be worth the sacrifice. Coming up, UConn Huskies are the defending champions. They know exactly what it takes to get there, but what's different about the Huskies this year than a year ago when they took March Madness and wrote their own story? Sophomore Alex Caraban of the Huskies. Straight ahead. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval. No minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring. Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
Listening to the After Hours Podcast.
That'll do it. And the Huskies storm the center of the court. High fives and chest bumps and shoulder bumps. And the Big East tournament is theirs. The eighth title for the Huskies in their history, tying Georgetown for the most all time.
We've been the best team in college basketball. Obviously, March Madness, you know, next week. You know, who knows what goes on there, but you know, we've clearly been the best program in the country, you know, this year.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
One thing you got to love about Dan Hurley, he is not shy and is uber confident, and that is definitely reflected in his team and in the way the Huskies play. 31 wins again for a second straight year, but can they repeat as champions in the NCAA? Big East regular season champs, conference tournament champs for the first time since 2011. They've got a trio of veterans that are leading the way. If you don't know Donovan Klingon, you're missing out. You'll get to know him as part of the UConn defense of its title. It was great to catch up with Alex Caravan, a sophomore who's led a pretty charmed life as a UConn Husky since he got on campus. He was my first conversation in the wake of the selection show, and it's great to talk to him from my own little radio row. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Alex, what was it like to see your name first on the selection show?
Yeah, it was amazing. It's a huge accomplishment to get recognized as the first team getting announced, and it's really a reflection of how well we did during the regular season and this past week during the postseason in the Big East. So then it's just, you know, how much work we've put in. So it's really a true accomplishment. We couldn't be prouder.
Does it matter to you guys as a team?
No, it doesn't matter to us at all. It's cool being the number one overall seed, but at the end of the day, there's 60-something other teams that want the same thing as us. So really, we just got to take it day by day, and really, it starts with Stetson on Friday.
So, Alex, does it feel different from a year ago as the defending champions, whether it's how teams approach you, whether it's your knowledge? How does it feel compared to last March?
I think it's a mix between we're definitely excited, and like the experience that the returners have is going to be super important for us, just knowing what we've been through last year and what, you know, what we did last year, and just really trying to lay it down on what we want to do this year and just follow our experiences. But I really think the target that we have has been on our back since the season started, and really since really when coach started to take over and really bring UConn back up, just from the standard that this program had on both the men's and women's side, and then just how successful and prestigious this program has been throughout the years.
Alex Karaben is with us from the UConn Huskies, number one overall seed and defending champs, of course. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Do you wish you had a dollar for every time someone asked you about defending your national championship?
Yes, I'd be a millionaire.
Right, and all the times that people have pointed to Florida in 06 and 07, I can imagine. But you mentioned it's not like last year where you were maybe sneaking up on people a little bit. You weren't a favorite going in. This is completely different where you can't hide from anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're getting a lot of hype, and definitely a lot of people are talking about back-to-back for us since really the beginning of the year. And, you know, I think it's cool just to see what the expectations are and what the standard is for us. But we know that we got to take it day by day and stay with the process. And really, like I said earlier, the target's been on our back for a while now. And we're UConn, so that should be what's expected of us, to go back-to-back and always compete for national championships. So we just got to be ready for it. And I think we've done a great job this entire season of really being ready for every team's best shot against us.
So let's talk about the Big East Championship. You beat Marquette in that final. And for people who only saw the final score, maybe didn't realize how the game went the first, say, seven, 8 minutes. Man, what was that like sitting there on the bench or being on the court, just being part of the team, and it's 2-2 for like 7-8 minutes?
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm not going to lie. I think for the game to be that low scoring, I mean, definitely fatigue was a factor, being our third game in 3 days in such a physical league. And then, but really, it was impressive from both teams just to stay with the defense and have so much trust in their defense and not let the offense affect what they're doing defensively. And it was one of those grinded out games. And then later in the second half, we were able to pick it up offensively. We really figured out what to do.
When your offense is clicking the way you want it to or performing the way that you want it to, what does it look like, Alex?
Really, it all starts with how unselfish we are. We really see the offense start clicking with just passing up good shots or great shots, and our team loves doing that. We love just creating shots for one another, and we really don't care who scores. It could be a balanced game or a couple guys could go off, but as long as we win, everybody on the team is happy.
You guys have played on some pretty incredible stages, obviously, but to win your first Big East tournament title since 2011 and do it at Madison Square Garden, that's got to be up there in terms of atmospheres and experiences as a basketball player.
Hell yeah. I think playing at MSG, it's always special. It's the most famous arena, and just, I think it's my favorite arena to play in. And yeah, I know it's up there. I'm not going to lie. It's up there. We're just blessed to have such a great fan base that comes out and supports us. And they really made the Big East tournament feel like a home game for us with the UConn chants and just the UConn support. So, I mean, just cutting down the nets in general is always a blessing. But to do it at MSG in front of the best fans in the world, it's definitely unique and something I'll never forget.
So why? Why your favorite arena to play in?
I don't know. It's just like everything just seems different there. The lighting, the sound, the fans especially that UConn brings out. And really, I think that's what makes the Big East tournament so special, is just what MSG provides with all the Big East schools coming in with their fan bases. And you really get a blend of, you know, both schools playing. So I think it's just the most special arena.
You guys finished on a high note, but it wasn't that long ago that I remember your coach talking about the fact against Creighton, had lost in a way that you didn't expect, wasn't something that you were used to. Going back to a couple of these losses that you've had, because there's only been, what, three of them, when are you all vulnerable?
We're vulnerable when we don't stick to our identity. It's when we don't play defense and we don't rebound. If we don't do those two things, then we'll get blown out like we did at Creighton, or really just not play our game like we did at Seton Hall in December. So really, if we don't defend, we don't rebound, we don't stick to the game plan and what Coach Hurley has instilled with us as an identity standpoint, then, you know, things could really go sideways for us.
Alex Karaben of UConn is with us here After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. How much does it matter that you have played against a bunch of other really good teams, not just in your own conference, but even going back to North Carolina and a good game against them? Gonzaga is back in the tournament again.
Yeah, it means a lot for us. Just knowing that we have confidence and that we've gotten big-time wins against some other big-time programs. And really just looking back to what we were able to do in the non-conference standpoint, and that's, you know, playing all non-conference teams now in the March Madness. really just excited about that and just excited that we were able to execute against some of the big time teams and just carry that momentum and carry that experience into, you know, big time opponents coming up.
So your first season, I know you redshirted when you first got there, but your first season results in a national championship. Then you guys win the regular season this year, haven't in what, since the turn of the century, the tournament as well. You're going in as defending champions. I don't know, Alex, I'm not sure too many people have had a better experience in college hoops to start in their first 2 years.
No, I'm still processing it just because yesterday was the Big East Championship. So mm-hmm. I'm really still processing all the team accolades that I've been able to be a part of. And it's really just all such a blessing just being able to win a conference, regular season, and tournament. And then, of course, the national championship, which we all want. So it's really a true blessing. And it's something that's always going to stay with me and always just stick with me. And I can't believe it, to be honest.
Your teammate Donovan has really kind of taken this season and put his stamp on it. What stands out to you about how he's grown as a player?
Yeah, a lot. I think he's become way more physical, and he's really just learned how to use his size against other dudes. I mean, there's not many people in college basketball that are 7'2" and can move as well as him and just, you know, really impact a game as much as he does. And what he does for us offensively and defensively, it's so valuable for us, and we really wouldn't be in the position we are without him. So really, he's just understanding the game so much better. He's defending at such a high level, but really just the way he moves on offense and defense, I think that's just what makes him so unique.
Yeah, not many people that you can stand next to and feel kind of short, huh?
No, not at all, but he's one of them for sure.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm in awe of people that tall. Basketball seems so much easier for people like that.
It really does.
So you mentioned being a little fatigued in the Big East tournament, the way these conference tournaments are set up. And I'm sure you've seen how many top seeds got ousted, and definitely conditioning becomes a part of that. As you go into the NCAA tournament, what's the feel with your team, whether it's physically, mentally?
I think the feel will be great for us. Our coaches, they always do a great job of making sure we're physically ready, physically and mentally ready for the opponent. We'll definitely be physically ready through our practices, but mentally, we'll definitely be there too, which is how much film we watch, starting with Stetson, and then mentally getting the reps on the court with what they like to do and just actions and breaking down what they do. So really, I think we'll be ready to go, and I think we're blessed to have, you know, 5 days off right now before Friday. So, you know, we'll definitely take some time off, and then during practices, our coaches will manage properly, and then I think we'll be anxious to get out there and play another game soon.
Before I let you go, what's different about your team you didn't have or you didn't feel a year ago?
Oh, that's tough. I'm not going to lie. But I think this year's team, as hungry as we were last year to compete for a championship, I think this year's team is hungrier just from the returners coming back, what we experienced last year and that feeling that we felt after winning the national championship. We all want to feel that again, and we want the new guys to experience that as well. And just really winning back to back is a feeling that we want so desperately. So I think how hungry we are, and then a lot of the new guys on the team, they're freshmen. So they saw what we did last year and they want to experience what we experienced. And they want to make their first year of college basketball strong and really just start on the right foot. They can build on their careers from a national championship and just continue to add more accolades.
And, of course, there's that healthy fear. Nobody wants to be a one that gets upset by a 16, though it's happened now twice in the last, what, 5 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we saw it last year with Purdue and then a couple years ago with Virginia. You know, I know our coaches will be ready. We'll get us ready. We'll definitely be ready just from, you know, every team that got their name called today on Sunday is a really, really good team. So we know how good Stetson is. We're not going to take them lightly.
Well, congratulations on being the number one overall seed, but mostly getting through another year, Big East tournament champions, being healthy, and having this great opportunity in front of you. It's good to talk to you, Alex. Have fun.
Thank you so much.
Really cool to have a pair of one seeds represented here on our show following the bracket reveals, and also a pair of 16 seeds. So that's just interesting that it worked out that way. It doesn't always, but that is how we played it. We end up with, UConn and Iowa on the women's side. So those are your two one seeds. And we also talked with the 16 seed Longwood Lancers, who are back into the tournament for the second time in 3 years. They'll take on Houston. And this is just a bit of a quirk, but the senior we spoke to, his last name is Houston, and he grew up in the Houston area. So he's pretty excited about facing the Houston Cougars. That's a 1-16 matchup in the South region. And then on tonight's show, the head coach of Stetson, so the 16 seed that has the tall task of going toe-to-toe with UConn come next weekend. But Donnie Jones of Stetson on tonight's show. And then Jerry Palm, our bracketologist for CBS Sports. All of this available on the podcast as you get ready to fill out your brackets, or just because it's good stuff. It's these 3 weeks out of the year that can suck you in, and you always feel rewarded for it. You don't pay attention to the NCAA tournament and then walk away thinking, well, that was a waste of time. Nah, the emotion, the buzz, the excitement, the storylines, the upsets, the Cinderellas, the buzzer beaters, it's all happening over the next 3 weeks. And take the After Hours Bracket Challenge. You can find the link on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. Coming up, still very weird to hear Russell Wilson rave about Pittsburgh, but he wasn't the only move this weekend among quarterbacks. And what?
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Now they trade Justin Fields and bring in Keenan Allen. All right. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I have full faith in Kenny. He's shown us some good things, and obviously there were some issues with the offense, and I'm excited about the impact that Arthur Smith's going to have on him. You know, Arthur's very optimistic about Kenny, and I know they've communicated, and like I said, we'll have some strong competition there, and we'll see where it goes.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Wasn't that long ago, Omar Khan, the GM of the Pittsburgh Steelers, was standing in front of media, microphones, and declaring that they have full faith in Kenny Pickett. And maybe at that time they did. Maybe they intended originally to make it a competition for starting quarterback after they traded for Russell Wilson. Or traded for him. After they were able to pick him up for the veteran minimum. But somehow, over the last couple weeks, things changed enough that the Steelers decided they had to take an offer that was presented to them by the Philadelphia Eagles because they couldn't keep Pickett any longer. Now, depending upon which story or which reports you believe, which insiders you believe, there are kind of dueling ideas here. One is that after initially being receptive to the idea of Russell Wilson and a competition at quarterback, that Pickett balked at any type of that dynamic and didn't want to have to compete for quarterback, didn't want to have to battle Russell Wilson, felt like he was sold a bill of goods that wasn't accurate. So according to Jerry Dulac, there's one place that I saw it. It covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, longtime Steelers insider. The Steelers felt like they had had enough. They didn't like his attitude. When they introduced Russell Wilson on Friday, they had an offer that was presented to them, and they moved on. I'll read this quote from his Twitter. The Steelers made the move because of the way Pickett was poorly handling the arrival of Russell Wilson. That came on the heels of Pickett's behavior last season when he refused to dress as the emergency third QB in Seattle in week 17. Now, you believe other insiders. I think Brooke Pryor of ESPN is one. She tells the story this way. Pickett believes the Steelers lied to him. Pickett believes the Steelers told him things would be different, that he would have an opportunity, that finally they were going to settle in and he would get a fair shake, so to speak. There wouldn't be the turmoil, the transition, new coordinators, all that kind of stuff. But instead, it was finally going to be his job and they would move forward so that he could actually get a fair opportunity to compete. Now, you can believe whichever side you like. It's clear that his time in Pittsburgh was marked by a lot of change. His time in Pittsburgh was marked by a lot of turmoil, right? It wasn't easy. The defense was the driving force. They didn't have much of a run game. The offensive line was in transition. But either way, Steelers pulled the plug quickly, sent him to Philadelphia, and traded for Justin Fields. Think about what they're paying for these two quarterbacks in the room, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. I mean, they're coming at almost no cost to the Steelers. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Russell Wilson and his reps were given the opportunity to find a team that they felt like was the right fit. So why Pitt?
When Denver was allowed me to be able to speak to teams and have that process and go through that process, it's the first time I've ever gone through that process. I think that there's a few things that just jumped off the board about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Number one, I got to play here. Played in Seattle in CenturyLink in 2015. It was a great game, back and forth, and it was just a battle all the way down to the wire. And I just remember the players that they had, and just the competitors and that we had, and just at that time. And now it's just coming here in 2018, playing here, just the atmosphere, walking into the stadium. Walking into Axis Stadium and just the energy. I remember the towels. I remember Renegade. I remember the whole thing. And I remember the game coming down in the fourth quarter. And I think that at the end of the day, why I love this game is because it's the greatest team sport there is.
He's always positive. He always seems to have an optimistic outlook. He wants to win a couple more Super Bowls. That's got to be music to the Steelers' ears. But at 35 years old, no doubt his prime is behind him. Will he fit? And again, depending upon which side you believe, this was the team mishandling with Pickett, or it was Pickett and a petulant attitude. But he's gone, and it's a brand new quarterback room in Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. And Russ, by the way, once he found out, so he did his introduction on Friday before Pickett was gone, and he actually talked about Pickett at some point. But then Justin Fields gets traded, and he will back up Russ. There's no competition there. That seems to be something that everyone is in agreement on. So it's Russ's job, and Russ posted a photo of he and Justin at a midfield handshake and kind of reaching out to Justin and saying, hey, welcome to Pittsburgh, which is funny because he just got to Pittsburgh. But he's really excited about being a Steeler.
To be a Pittsburgh Steeler, it's a great tradition. To be able to compete and to be able to go to work with these guys every single day is the gift of this game, enjoying the process of it all. And you know, the reason why I wanted to come here because I want to be able to win championships with Coach Tomlin and these guys in the locker room. And you know, we got some amazing players, you know, guys like, you know, Cam Hayward, a guy who's been man of the year, a guy who's impacted so many people. I got to talk to him for a little while, you know, before, you know, during this process. And then obviously, you know, Mr. T.J. Watt himself, you know, a guy who really should be defensive player. I don't know how many times. I don't know. Maybe it's his third, fourth time could have won it. Guys like Minka, you know, George Pickens, and just so many other great players along the way.
Mike Tomlin, by the way, celebrated his birthday on Friday, the day they will sign and announce and introduce Russell Wilson and Patrick Queen. Now, you may not think the Russ addition is any big deal, but it doesn't matter because they're getting him for dirt cheap, but also introduces Patrick Queen. And Tomlin on his Insta, great way to celebrate my birthday by signing these guys. Can't wait to get down to football business with them. Well, if anybody can resurrect Russ and can bring out whatever is left that is positive in him for football reasons, football respect, it would be Mike Tomlin. Whew. We'll talk more about it tonight. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now, no purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 6/15/24. Void where prohibited.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.